And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. There's a new classroom set to debut at the University of Wisconsin-Superior that is unlike any other. It has two levels, its own hybrid energy power source, and expansive windows with unparalleled views. That's because they look out from and within Lake Superior. It's the Sadie Ann, a 65-foot vessel described as a floating classroom that will be used for both research and instruction. It's custom-made by a shipbuilder in Louisiana, but it's not here yet, let's just say a little bit behind schedule. Here to update us on its arrival and use is Matthew Tan Eyck, director of the Lake Superior Research Institute, which will oversee its operation, and Raw Lee, captain of the University of Minnesota Duluth research vessel, the Blue Heron, which is docked in Superior. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Matthew and Raw.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So what's the update, Matt? We've been waiting a couple of years now, but I understand it's all complete and just needs to get here.
Yeah, that's correct. The latest update, and I think most of your listeners will be happy to know that the Sadie Ann has completed her inspections and her sea trial. We are waiting for the final paperwork and the issuing of the certificate of inspection, and then she'll be on her way north. We anticipate her departing Harvey, Louisiana in about a week and a half or so.
And you've seen it, correct? You've been there and visited?
I've been down multiple times over the years to take a look at her. She's a magnificent looking vessel that will meet all of our education needs. You know, really break down the barriers of getting people out onto this big body of water, getting them exposed to what Lake Superior has to offer.
Raul, something the Sadie Ann will need, of course, is a captain. I think you're busy with one boat. Has your counterpart been named yet, and have you met him or her?
Yes. Dean Marshall is the captain of the Sadie Ann. Met Dean a couple times, and seems like a good fit for this great new platform that's going to be up in the harbor. This is good for all of us.
Is Dean local here or also coming from Louisiana or somewhere else?
Dean comes from Jacksonville, Florida. He comes from the private sector where he had captained large passenger vessels, some around the Florida area as well as on the rivers of the West Coast. So he has been in Superior for probably about a month now, getting to know the local captains, and Raul and his group has been more than hospitable and welcoming to Dean and getting him acquainted to all that takes place in the harbor.
What's different about the Sadie Ann from the Blue Heron, and what's different about it from a boat you might simply buy at a boat show, Matt?
Well, the Sadie Ann is, going to look a little different than the Blue Heron from the standpoint that she's what we call a catamaran. So she has two kind of pontoon-like hulls on it. The Blue Heron has, a monohull. His mission is designed mainly to do education with some capacity to do research, but has no overnight accommodations. The Blue Heron has ability to do overnight and some amazing cooks on board as well.
Raw, have you seen the Sadie Ann yet? Have you taken the Blue Heron down to Louisiana?
Boy, I'm not entirely sure that my gas credit card would make it that far. I've seen pictures of the Sadie Ann and very excited to have a good-looking new boat up in the harbor. The Blue Heron is set up with a completely different mission to take scientists out onto the water and do specific bits of research. We call ourselves kind of the Swiss Army knife of research boats. We basically do everything, but we travel throughout the Great Lakes and have an endurance of about 3 weeks on the water. So we don't have the same sort of capacity for day trips that the Sadie Ann will have, and a different mission.
But the Sadie Ann will do some research. Will it lighten up your load a little?
Well, that remains to be seen. My job as captain is making sure the pointy end goes where it's supposed to. They tell me where to go and when to go. So the actual science missions are the purview of the chief scientist on board.
And I should point out, by the way, they're not just all from the University of Minnesota Duluth. Indeed, you do work with the various marine entities and federal installations.
Yeah, absolutely. We work all through the Great Lakes with all sorts of different universities and government entities. What we don't have the chance to do is something that Sadie Ann will have as her prime mission, is to get people out on the water. we can't do that. And we're looking forward to having the opportunity to get all the young folks out on the water to find out how much interest there can be in lake science. And the Sadie Ann's going to do just a great job with that.
You know, Robin, I think Oral described it best. We were very thoughtful about the mission of the Sadie Ann to make sure that we were not duplicating other vessels on the water here. If the goal is really to get folks out onto the water.
And latest ETA?
Yeah, I don't have a specific date. I think she'll be leaving in a week and a half or so from Harvey, and then it'll all be dictated by weather, travel conditions. She will be sailing up the Intercoastal Seaway along the East Coast, coming in through the locks into the Great Lakes. We have worked with a delivery company that will provide those services. They anticipated taking a little over 40 days to make that voyage. Mm-hmm. It will be public. People will be able to watch it through our UW Super website. They'll be able to track the day-to-day voyage.
Raw, you said you weren't going down to Louisiana, but you think you can beat that 40 days if we had a race?
You know, what we like to say about the Blue Heron is, well, you know, it might be slow, but at least it makes a lot of noise. The Sadie Ann would move much quicker than we could in short amounts of time, but we might make up for it in endurance.
So I'm wondering if we had you go like across Lake Superior, which one would get there? Because you've got the endurance and they've got the speed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this is the last thing, Matt. I'm sure you want to hear anybody suggest that we're going to be racing these boats. All right. Well, on that note, we will wait patiently for it. But in the meantime, we do have a message from the Sadie Ann. We've been speaking with Matthew Ten Eyck, director of the Lake Superior Research Institute, and Captain Raw Lee of the University of Minnesota Duluth research vessel, the Blue Heron. Thank you for joining us, Matthew and Raw.
Thank you, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.